So before this little channel, as we will do later, I'm going to ask you to come into a meditative state and just come out of your mind that's been absorbing all this. Yes, I'd like to get you out of your mind. So just close your eyes for a moment. Take a deep breath. And take another one in through your nose and let it out through your mouth with a big just feel yourself relax a little more, settle in your chair. One more, big inhale. Oh, good. And feel your feet connecting to the floor, the top of your head sort of lifted up and light so that you feel the support of Gaia even through your socks and boots and mukluks and carpet and cement. Gaia is under there, supporting us, loving us. So just feel that energy connecting. And then feel the divine energy connecting in through the top of your head, bringing you into your body, and coming together in the core of your being. So another breath in. And then in that center of your body, just feel yourself living, breathing, your heart being open, your belly relaxed and receptive. And know that the love and the honor of all humanity is here in this room and has been in this room, preparing this room for all of us to spend this day in exploration, to spend this day in expansion, and to spend this day with our spiritual family. Oh, yeah, here we are together. And allow the message, this beautiful message that's already being formulated in the ethers, to come through to you and feel the blessings in these words of love from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Does it take a special kind of human being to hear this message and validate it? I ask you this, as I've said so many times before, why do you believe what you're seeing is real? A man sits in the chair and out comes a voice that is not his, really. He steps aside. And instead, Spirit uses his intellect, his consciousness, his voice, his pineal portal, the higher self, to convey a message that you hear. And that's a stretch. It's a stretch for any human being who has grown up with a culture that is based around a single-digit dimensionality being in 3 or 4D. I want to ask you the question, so why are you here? If you're listening to this, and you've clicked the button so you can hear it, why? Are you just curious? You think it's funny, perhaps. There are those who do. And here is the answer to the opening question. Who are you that can discern this and validate it? And the answer is, you're a human being who is asked to. And it doesn't get any simpler than that. Intent is the key. There's curiosity and then there is intent. Is it possible that there is more being transmitted here than simply a lecture from beyond the veil? And what if there was? Now, for the one who is listening right now, who has just tuned into this, I want to tell you, I see your face. I know who you are. And it's beautiful that you're here. The ones in the chairs in front of me, I know who you are. And it's beautiful you're here. God is like that, and you have always accepted that. God can be everywhere at the same time and yet in your heart. God can hold your hand when you're troubled and be with somebody else who's celebrating the birth of a child. God can be everywhere, and there is no limit to the energy and the compassion of the love of God. And you have invested in this belief as a human being all over the planet, one God. So why would it surprise you that I know who you are and that I know who you are listening, even if it is not the same time or day than those who are experiencing it in real time? And so there's an individuality of message. And there are so many messages I'd like to give. Is it possible that they're being given in what is called a third language? Above and beyond the words you hear, a download, if you want to use that particular term, right now, of nothing more than congratulations that you're at the right place at the right time. There may be those who've decided to listen to my voice, hoping that there would be some solace and peace from a troubling issue, or grief, or fear. And I want to tell you, you're in the right place at the right time, and maybe that's happening to you even in this room. Because that's what we offer. And just how the validation engine works, so does that which creates solace and peace when you need it. If you open your arms, we'll be there. Do you need help? You have it. Perhaps all you need is the comfort and the voice to tell you, we know who you are, dear family, and we are right with you, and that you're going to get through this. And when you do, I don't want you to forget this moment, because there are things we would love to do with you to continue this relationship of love. It's not just because you're in trouble. We want to enrich your life with an experience of you changing who you are, becoming more peaceful with your life, not having the drama surround you that seems to follow you. It's time to change all of that, to give you new hope and new direction based upon something else that's happening and what we're going to call fast tracking. Something we haven't really talked about as a combination channel, and we're going to give it tonight. The channel we give tonight may be the same one we give tomorrow. Because what my partner does not know, which may even be something that he's going to find out, is that there may be difficulty recording it tomorrow. We'll see. Fast tracking, what is it? Is it possible, family, individual, that you are known so well as family that there are bigger sources at work and energies that now that you have passed 2012 are going to help push you into a new energy faster than you would have done with your own spiritual evolution? Fast tracking. We're going to describe it for the first time and what it is, and some of it will sound familiar. Some of it you don't know about. And all of it, part of a benevolent system that knows who you are and wants to be with you every minute of the day. Dear human being, the message in this short time, do not compartmentalize us. Don't bring us out when you need us. and put us away when you don't. Would you do that with a best friend? Would you say, well, you can come over right now because I'm in trouble, but then after I'm not, you can just stay home? And the answer is no, you would never do that. You wouldn't do that with a family member that you loved either, or a partner that you loved either, would you? Don't do it with us. I want you to consider a partnership that's 24/7, it's always there. And you've got to look at it that way, in good times and in bad. And in between, when you think you're in neutral, the world's there, always available, knowing who you are, helping to steer you into a course that you don't know you got, because you can't see the big picture. And we can. Trust and faith in the unseen. So we close this, and we ask the same thing we did when we started. What kind of person can validate this message and know it's true? And the answer is the old soul, who was with free choice and intent, decided to listen to it in its entirety. And now you can decide if it's real and who's really talking. I hope you figure it out, because there's so much here for you. For now. And so it is.